This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the first Monday of the month, and in our show today, Jeevan Sahadev, founder of Leverage Lab, shares with us a powerful strategy to fully utilize the last 90 days of 2020 to ensure that we end the year on an incredibly high note and finish strong. So every year during the last quarter of the year, he takes his entrepreneurial clients on an intense journey of specific daily actions to guarantee the achieving of specific goals. He shares his powerful Finish Strong framework with us as we learn the 3 steps in 5 key areas for entrepreneurs to finish strong. And it wouldn't be a Jeevan session if there were no steps. Good morning, Jeevan.
So
what does this concept of finish strong mean to you, and how have you defined it for your clients?
Okay, so let's have a look. I mean, if you look at this year, this has been a COVID year, and it's been a very, very tough year just for about any business out there. Businesses have been hit, they've closed shops, some have been businesses gone down 80%, 90%, 70%, all kinds of stuff has happened. It's been a truly difficult year, and now with the MCO moving into the RMCO and everything, things have started to pick up again tremendously all over the place, but there's still challenges, there's still problems. So the main focus now, when I talk to my clients, every single business, when we were hit with the whole COVID thing and the MCO, it was all about survival. Everything at that stage was just about survival, keeping the lights on, keeping the businesses running, paying the salaries. It was all about that and getting through that. Now, as we head towards the final 90 days of the year, the last quarter of the year, October, November, and December, as we enter into this phase, it's all about finishing strong. So whatever has happened in the first 3 quarters, so the first part of the year, whatever has happened, and whether your business has gone up or down, so all that gets reset in this final quarter, and then it's like the rush to the finish line, and you're seeing the checkered flag. While other businesses are closing shop, you're seeing the checkered flag already, and you're going very, very strong all the way till the end. And on New Year's Day, you celebrate New Year's Eve. You celebrate a really, really good year. So to do that, I put a framework together, because you want to know exactly what to do. How do we finish strong? So you need to become insanely focused on some very specific things. So which we're going to share, we're going to talk about today, because you want a framework that really works and not just some motivational statement like you can do it, something like that. So you want a really good framework. So here's what I put together. It's simple 3 steps. There's just 3 steps to go through. And in step 2, where you actually identify your actions, that's where we look at 5 key areas. So I'm helping the businesses out by making it really simple for entrepreneurs, because there's so many things entrepreneurs want to do and say, hey, look, for the finish strong, for the final push of the year, you just focus on 5 key areas. And that's all you got to do, and you're going to finish very, very strong. So we're going to look at that.
You're going to finish on the podium.
You're on the podium. That's right.
Now,
you're going to stand on that podium and get your medal.
So here's the thing, right? People are going to say, really? Because you're talking high, low, and some people are going to be skeptical, right? Thinking, am I able to do this? So can any entrepreneur of any business, such as a bootstrapping company or startup or struggling business, utilize these 3 steps in the 5 key areas?
Any business can. You just got to tweak the 5 areas. So the 3 steps are the same for every single business on the planet, whether you're a listed company, you're a startup, you're a business that's struggling to survive, or your business that's doing very well, the 3 steps are the same. However, the 5 key areas, you can tweak that a little. So, for instance, in one of the 5 key areas, we're looking at repeat business. So if you're a startup, if you don't have that many past clients, past customers to do repeat business with, it's mostly new customers. So then you tweak the areas a little bit. So it's just getting your mind focused on these 3 steps and these 5 key areas. And we're going to go through all of it one by one.
Okay, I'll let you go through it now.
Okay, so first step. So step 1, so 3 steps. So the first step is a very crucial step. So in order to finish strong, what's also crucial is that your focus is strong. So the first step is you select 3 goals. So I get every year at this time of the year, I get my clients to select 3 goals to finish the year with. Now, it could be goals they were already working on and we tweak it a little bit, or it could be 3 fresh new goals. You throw everything else out and just take 3 fresh new goals. Well, whatever it is, for the next 90 days, you're going to just pick these 3 goals and you're going to smash it. You're going to go all the way to the finish line, and you're going to achieve all these 3 goals. Now, how you can do it is you pick all 3 goals from the business. It could be revenue goals, profit goals, number of customer goals, or what many of my clients do is you take 2 business goals and 1 personal goal. So you feel personally nourished as well. So you don't just look at your life isn't just about work and business. It's also about your personal life. If for the employees who are listening and they want to finish strong, then they just take 3 of goals in their department. So it could be two department goals or two goals for which they are in charge of, and then one personal goal again. So I do recommend that everyone take at least one personal goal. So goal number three could be a personal goal, and then goal one and two are the business goals, the work goals. Yeah, so that's the first step. So you select three goals. Now, again, the goals, the rule with goals here is very interesting because people come up with all kinds of goals. Whenever I say select a goal, people get excited and they choose just about anything under the sun. So the thing is, it's got to be, number one, it has to be really specific. You can't say, I want to make a lot of money in the last quarter. What is a lot of money? Is you want to be very specific. Okay, we're going to finish the year with 2 million ringgit in revenues. So is it that specific? Or we're going to recruit 10 new staff. So that's specific again. So that's the first thing. The second is, it actually has to be doable in the next 90 days. So if you look at the 90 days, and it can be an aggressive goal, a tough goal, but it has to be something that is achievable in this next 90 days. It is achievable, and businesses can see themselves working hard towards it. So, for instance, if you typically do in a quarter, you do say 3 million in ringgit in a quarter, and you push for 4, you can do it. And if you hit for 3 again, you can do it. But if you're going to aim for 10, then you got to look at do you have the resources for that. So, in my world, there are no unrealistic goals. There are only unrealistic deadlines. So the deadline is this final push, this final quarter of the year. So that's the deadline. So 31st December, that's the deadline. So you're heading there. So the first step, three goals, two business and one personal. So that's the first step. Now comes the really important step for finish strong. So to finish strong and end the year on an extremely high note, step two is the big one. And the way I designed this step is that it's all about daily action. So step two is identify 10 daily actions that you will do every single day for the 90 days. So imagine this here, Frida. If a person is doing 10 actions, the same actions, the exact same actions every single day for 90 days. So by the end of the year, on the December 31st, you have done 900 actions.
Okay, so these 10 steps, right, these 10 daily actions is a combination of all the three goals.
Yeah, so the 10 daily actions must guarantee you the achievement of the three goals. So whatever 10 actions you, and it's the same action a day in, day out. So let me give you a sentence that's mind-blowing. Here's the sentence. It is better to be consistent than it is to be brilliant. And you see, the consistent man will always outperform the brilliant man. And this is fascinating information when you really think about it. I mean, let's take a look at McDonald's burger, the Big Mac. The Big Mac tastes the same in every country you go to, whether it's in KL or New York or in Vietnam or wherever you go, it tastes exactly the same. It's consistent. But you and I, we could make a better burger than the Big Mac, but the Big Mac is consistent wherever you go, and people would still eat it because of its consistency, and the franchise that's consistent has exploded worldwide. So, see, consistency is a very, very powerful concept. And one of the biggest challenges in goal achieving is people aren't consistent in the actions. So the actions you choose is only 10 actions. And we're going to see, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of examples.
Right.
And it's only 10 actions, but you choose the areas that you need the 10 actions in, which will guarantee you the achievement of the three goals. And this is where it gets fascinating. Because imagine this, yeah? We've got 90 days and you're doing 10 actions. Now imagine on day number 37, you're still doing the 10 actions. Every single day you're finishing the 10 actions. It's a bit stressful. Initially, it's all gung-ho. You're all excited. First 2 weeks, you're like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then on week number three, you're like, on day number 17, you're like, okay then, this is now right. I got to do this again. Like last night, I mean, I was doing my action. So I drag it a little. I do 100 days, actually, the last 100 days of the year. And so I start a little earlier. Doing one last night as well, and I ended my 10 actions at 8:30 at night. So you see, whatever it is, you got to finish these actions. Your life has to revolve around these actions. And it's amazing because now imagine it's day number 75. And you have done a lot of these 10 actions. You've done all of these 10 actions nonstop. And it's day 75. Your results are already stunning. So you're going to see some of the actions, and then imagine projecting them forward and what would happen to the business. So the way we're doing it is this. You've selected the three goals, then you've selected 10 actions that you're going to do every single day for 90 days. Now, whatever other actions you do out there, that's fine. But the 10 actions, there's no compromise here. It's right. Non-negotiable.
Right.
You're going to do it anyway.
And now we're on to the third step. Yeah. But yes, Jeevan.
Okay, so the first step was select three goals for the next 90 days. So two business goals or two work goals and one personal goal, and then you get ready, and then you lock your head down like a bull and you go forward, you go crazy forward. The second step is identifying 10 actions that will guarantee you these three goals. And you're going to do these actions no matter what. You're going to do it nonstop every single day for 90 days. Now, the rule for the 10 actions is you cannot break them no matter what. So every day you've got 24 hours to do the 10 actions. So my advice to my clients is don't procrastinate, don't delay, because like with me yesterday, I it took me till 8:30 at night before I finished my 10th action. So I say, look, you know what? Finish everything in the morning by 12 noon. Get all the actions done by 12 noon. So, and the actions are, my recommendation, I'll give 5 areas that you can do these 10 actions in. These areas are not fixed, but they're very good areas for entrepreneurs to finish very, very strong. So these are recommended areas by me, but you can choose any other area you want. The idea is no more than 10. So I've been testing this every year. And if you do 3 or 4, it's just too little. If you go more than 10, the brain can't cope. So 10's like a sweet spot. So you want to do 10 actions. And I got some rules to go with this, which we'll talk about shortly. So the third step is activities that prevent action failure. So there are a bunch of activities which I will share that prevent action failures, because sometimes you may not do the actions. What happens is if you don't do these actions, after a few times of failing at several actions, guess what? There's a cascading domino effect downwards, and the whole thing goes out the window.
So I give up.
Yes, they give up. So over the years, I came up with these couple of steps that will actually stop the failure. It will stop you failing these actions. They're very interesting steps, because everything that you're going to get today is just really simple. But what we're looking for is these two magic words that Einstein himself said is the 8th wonder of the world, and that is the compound effect. So when you do 10 daily actions every single day for 90 days, you will see a compound effect maybe around week number 7. Or week number 8, you start seeing a compound effect.
Jeeva Sadevan from Leverage Lab here on about finishing strong in 2020. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Jeevan Sahadevan, founder of Leverage Lab. Of course, first Monday of the month. And today is about finishing strong in 2020. He's got these 3 steps in 5 key areas.
So we're going to look at the actions now and the 5 areas. And then you'll understand what I mean. So in each area, I'm going to give you actual actions from my clients from various industries. So I've got clients in all kinds of industries, all kinds of businesses. So I've picked random actions from all of them. So yeah, so here we go. So the first area, marketing. So marketing is a very important area to finish strong. If you want to finish the year very, very strong, you want to have some actions in here. So keep in mind, yeah, the actions are your personal actions. You can get your team doing it as well, which is amazing. So imagine if you've got a team of, say, 10 staff, and every staff is also doing 10 actions a day, every day. And you're doing 10 actions a day, every day for 90 days. The whole business is going to explode forward. So let's take a look at marketing. Here are some actions. So first one, call 3 prospects a day. Simple as that. It's just so simple. 3 prospects a day and you've reached almost 300, 270 in this quarter. So every day, the person, let's take a guy named John. So John's going to sit down and he's going to decide, what time am I going to call these 3 prospects? Now, by the way, Sunday as well, yeah? So you're going to call 3 prospects every day, including Sunday. And guess what? Christmas as well, yeah? So on Christmas Day as well. Because the 10 actions, there's no break, you know. There's no holiday.
I don't want to be bothered at Christmas.
Well, there you go. So, you know what you do? You better do it first thing in the morning then if you want to stuff yourself with the turkey. So you got to do it first thing in the morning. And listen, you got to do it every day. There's no break. So one of my clients, he told me, he said, Coach, in November, I'm going away for 2 weeks. I said, well, take your laptop. Huh? For my holiday, I take my laptop. Say, yes, your actions are no break. You got to do it at your holiday. He's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Another client was telling me, he said, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. every single day. I said, Sunday as well, yeah? He said, huh? Sunday as well? I said, yeah, there's no break. He said, what am I going to do Sunday at 6 a.m.? I said, well, hey, you figured it out. But see, the thing is, there's no break. So for this 90 days, there is no break. You do every single day. So this guy, John, is going to call 3 prospects a day, which means, guess what? He's got to prepare the names that he's going to call in advance. So maybe 1 week in advance, he gets all the names and numbers, and he's going to pick up the phone, and he's going to call them. And he's, now imagine this. In about 10 days, he's called 30, including Sundays. So what's really interesting is his mindset has changed because he's doing it even on a Sunday. He's doing these actions even on a Sunday. Now, what we want is to form a neural pathway.
Right.
We want to form a neural pathway in the brain where you're
it becomes
doing this
habit.
Action. Yes. You see, I mean, the average, it takes about, of course, people dispute this, but on average, it takes about 20 to 25 days to form a habit. Mm. Now, if you've done this for 90 days, not only have you formed the habit, you've internalized it.
Mm.
And this is now a part of your life, actually, which is quite fascinating. Mm. When you enter into 2021 and you have done 900 actions, you're a completely different person. So the goals you set in 2021 is completely different than what you would set now because you have done 900 actions and got stunning results. So examples again. So for under marketing, the first area, it would be call 3 prospects a day. That's one. Another one, one social media advert a day. So one social media advertisement a day, you can budget for it. Every day you're launching one advertisement. Again, see, they're simple actions, you know. By the way, I'm going to give you some aggressive ones as well. Mm. So another one, one blog post a day. So some clients know they're writing a blog a day. Nowadays, you can do it on LinkedIn as well. Now, here's some aggressive ones that some of my clients are doing. So this is one particular client is doing this one. 2,000 WhatsApp blasts a day.
Wow.
So, of course, they've got a huge database. So, every day he's going to send out 2,000 WhatsApp blasts. He will facilitate this with his team, but he supervises it. Mm. Then another one, 10,000 email blasts a day. So, imagine in 90 days, you're looking at a stunning amount of emails. Then you've got 200 marketing calls daily, which supervised. You supervise them. So, these are all examples of marketing. So, you can go small, you can go big. But the only thing is, if you're going to do something like 200 marketing calls, it's not going to be you. So it's going to be you and your team. So then you are taking a supervisory role. Then my question is, can you guys do it on Sunday as well? So if you're going to have such actions, then you're going to make sure it happens even on Sunday. So people at home are doing it. So maybe they get a special compensation package or something.
Mm.
So you really want to think. So during Finish Strong, the rules are different. You can even talk to your staff and say, guys, are you guys ready to do some things even on the weekends? And I'm going to have special bonus packages and compensation packages and all kinds of things, you know. And you'd be surprised, many staff actually like that.
Mm.
Everyone is now geared mentally to finish strong and hit and then finish the year with a bang. And then you take your holidays and your breaks and everything else. So that's the first area, marketing. So there are 5 areas which you can design your actions around. Again, these areas are not locked in stone. You can choose your own areas. This is just suggestions. So, but the rule is you've got to have 3 goals. So that's step one. So step two is the 10 actions in 5 areas. I'll give you the 5 areas. So the first one is marketing. Second is sales.
Right.
So sales, examples of actions in sales. One, action number one, 4 prospect follow-ups a day. So every day, John is going to follow up with 4 prospects that he has visited before, he's attempted to sell to them before, and every day he's going to follow up with them, either through a WhatsApp or through a call or visit some of them, whatever it is. So that means in 90 days, he's done 360 follow-ups. Can you imagine what would happen? If he converts even 20%, that's more than 70 sales in 90 days.
Right.
So that's amazing.
Mm.
So then another sales action would be 1 testimonial a day. So that means you collect. So you contact clients and ask for testimonials. In 90 days, you will have 90 testimonials. This is stunning.
Mm.
You could do anything here again with the business. I mean, how many businesses can say they have 90 testimonials? You'll get fed up of collecting them. They just get so many.
Okay.
Imagine. Next one is discuss 1 offer a day with the team.
Right.
So you can have a WhatsApp group chat and you discuss an offer a day, including Sunday, including Saturday. You discuss an offer. What offer are we going to give our prospects?
Mm.
Another one, 1 next step a day. So every day you have 1 next step on a prospect, whatever the next step is.
Mm.
Send a postcard, do an email, send out a parcel, whatever. So that's sales, second area. Third area, repeat business. Now, this is where the startups find it difficult doing this because they're new.
Right.
So unless they've been around for a year or so, otherwise this area, they can replace it with something else.
Mm.
So repeat business is basically getting your past customers to come back again and again.
Mm.
What kind of actions can you do? So here's a simple one. Call 3 past customers a day and just say hello.
Right.
Have a chat, bond, build relationship. Client bonding is an understated thing, and many businesses don't think of that.
Right.
Client bonding is very powerful. You bond with a client, that's sometimes all you need to do to stop them going to a competitor. We're in the relationship age, so you want to do something about relationships.
Right.
So that's that action. The next one is plan 1 future purchase a day. So you actually can contact a client and plan a future purchase. If you did this, in 90 days, you've done a plan with 90 clients.
Mm.
So you've guaranteed 90 future purchases in the coming year.
Right.
Another one can be one post-purchase reassurance a day. Mm-hmm. Somebody bought a huge product from you or a huge service, and you give them post-purchase reassurance that they made a very good deal. They made a good decision. It's a good thing that they've done. So they feel really good. People never want to feel stupid about what they bought.
Mm.
They want to feel good about it. And this is something that's such an opportunity for so many people, like estate agents, for example. Imagine you buy a house, and then you go home, and then you start talking to your relatives and family, like, it's like, are you sure this is a good deal? And then you're feeling, oh, gosh, did I do the right thing? And then your agent calls you up, and he says, you know, well done. You've made a really good decision. This area is coming up like crazy right now and gives you some statistics and this and that, and you feel amazing again.
Right.
So that's called post-purchase reassurance. Another one, repeat business, could be 100 emails a day. You're sending out to past clients and you're crafting out some emails. So this is the third area, repeat business. Now, the fourth area mm-hmm. is employees. So here's some interesting things my clients are doing with their employees. One of them is one investment article a day. So they do an investment business where the employees have to produce an investment article a day and he supervises it. Another one is one coaching session per staff per day. So imagine this, yeah, if you're coaching one staff a day, so this client is going to coach a coaching session down on the phone, and if he's in the office and they're in the office, they'll do it face-to-face. But the coaching session is about 15 minutes, and he's going to coach one staff a day every day, and they've all been given their time slots, and which means Sunday as well. So some staff even get it on Sunday. So if you do this, in 7 days, you've coached seven staff.
Right.
So and it's a coaching session. So, you know, it's 15 minutes and where they talk and they start out with some sharing what's happened. And then they talk to say, what are three things you're working on right now? What is some assistance that I can give you?
Mm.
How are you doing it? What are the results? What kind of challenges are you faced? What can we do? And that sort of stuff. And you work with this person.
Mm.
So that's a nice one. Another one could be one WhatsApp conversation per day.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it could be one job posting a day
mm-hmm.
where you're going to advertise for staff. So it could be one appointment scheduling a day. So you schedule an interview every day. You schedule one. So that's 90 interviews in the quarter. So, again, there's a lot of stuff you can do with employees. Your brain now is looking at, hey, I've got marketing, I've got sales, I've got repeat business, I've got employees. Now, if you're doing two actions in each, you already got eight.
Right.
So that's eight actions already.
Mm.
So you've got two left, you see. So you want to choose. You want to be stingy with these actions because you only get 10.
Mm.
So you want to choose and think to yourself, hey, what am I going to do? What are the best 10 actions I can work on to guarantee me my three goals and finish the year incredibly strong? So that's what it is.
Right.
So that's employees, area number four. Then comes the final area, number five, which I find is quite likely the most important area for most business owners, actually, which is mindset and education.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you some examples of actions. So mindset actions, one is wake up at 6:30 in the morning every day, every single day, waking up at 6:30. So you've got to set your actions up to win, yeah? So if you're not an early riser and you choose wake up at 6:30 a.m., you probably need three alarm clocks to wake you up. You got to do it. Another action, read 20 pages a day or 90 minutes a day. So that's another action for the mindset. So you select some good books and you read for 20 minutes every single day, or you read 90 minutes every single day. So another example would be 30 minutes of a workout a day. So that really impacts your mindset.
Yep.
When you're exercising, I mean, you're filled with endorphins, you feel good about yourself, your confidence goes up, your mindset has changed.
Mm.
So a 30-minute workout a day is very powerful. I have one client who doesn't exercise regularly, and he's just doing 1 kilometer a day. He's just going to walk or run for a kilometer a day. That's it. Again, I encourage people to set themselves up to win. So if you don't exercise and you think you're going to walk outside for 1 or 3 kilometers and it rains or drizzles, you'll stop. You won't do it. The action has failed. So you want to do it internally, either bodyweight exercises or you buy a treadmill. And by changing your health, you change your life.
Yep.
So you change your family's health as well. And the next one for mindset and education was something I created. I created this many years ago and it has helped. So many clients I've lost count. I call it SSF.
Mm.
So SSF, you do this two times a day. So SSF stands for say it, see it, feel it.
Mm.
So every day you take your three goals and then you say it out. You say it out in present tense or past tense. For example, I'm so happy and glad that I've generated 2 million in revenues. You say it. And as you're saying it, you close your eyes and you start to see it. See your business generating the 2 million. Your brain needs to see it so it knows and recognizes what it looks like. see the checks coming in, you see the bank account going up, and then finally, so in, of course, in corporate language, they call it visualization. And the last one is feel it. And as you're seeing it, you start to feel it. This starts changing your vibration. And your energy starts to change, your vibration changes. Many of my clients have reported some stunning results just by doing my SSF. My recommendation is SSF is 2 times a day. Every day minimum, minimum effective dose, 2 times a day.
Right.
So here are the 5 areas for step, so step 2, which is the 10 actions. And then we come to the final one, which is step 3, which is the failure prevention, which I'm going to now share.
All right. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Jeeva Sadevan from Leverage Lab here with the final bit on finishing strong for 2020. This is Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. It's the first Monday of the month, and we've got a very exciting one. It's about finish strong for 2020, what you can do in the next 90 days. And of course, you've been sharing on the 3 key areas and the 5 steps, but we're going to close in on this.
Okay, so now that every entrepreneur out there who's listening and employees who are listening, they've got their 3 goals, they're really excited, they've ironed out their 10 actions, they're all good to go, everyone's launching today, everyone's launching, all excited, 2 weeks down, something can happen that makes you want to quit your actions. So how do you stop that? How do you stop the quitting of the action? So over the years, I've come up with a whole bunch of stuff, but I'll give you about 5 things you can do that will guarantee that you don't quit these actions. Now, the idea is you want to see a compound effect, and you'll only see it when it's given a bit of time. So when you do these actions every single day, around, say, day number 37 or day number 55 or day number 62, you're a different person already because you've been doing 10 actions every single day nonstop. You've got dopamine hits, you've got endorphin hits, you're really different. So here are a couple of things, a handful of things, 5 things you can do that will make sure you don't fail. You don't fail in these actions. And because we're human beings, you know, we can mess up. And so I want to encourage people that to do these 5 things that so that they won't fail. So the first one is having an accountability partner. I call it the buddy system. So don't do this alone. There's no reason to do anything alone, actually. We're in the age of the relationship. So have a friend. So every time I want to quit, I'm going to give you a call. And your job is to give me a massive kick so that I don't quit. Example, yeah. So I had this one client who chose a salad a day. And he said, he's just going to, no matter what, he's going to eat a salad a day. And about day 14, he calls me. He says, Coach, I can't do this. He said, what do you mean? He said, this sucks. This is horrible. I can't do it. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's like, what is this, eating rabbit food? You know, I can't do this salad thing. It's like rabbit food. And I said, listen, just put in some warm lemon juice or something. You know, maybe the dish is too cold. You don't like it. I said, no, I want to quit. I said, no, don't quit. You've done 14 days. I said, and listen, stop being a baby, man. It's just a salad. You can't be afraid of a salad. Just finish it. Just do it. Just finish it. Now, what's interesting is he carried on. He carried on doing because I gave him quite a royal shelling. And he felt more scared of quitting than anything else. So I said, I'm going to check on you. I said, don't quit. So he kept at his salad. But what's interesting is his complexion started changing around day 31. He started having better skin because, you know, he's eating better, eating more vegetables, and he started putting a lot of fruits inside. So he said his secret sauce is chikus. So he cut up chikus and he threw them into the salad, and he said, at least now the salad has some taste. So he put a lot of chikus in there, and he put a lot of fruits in, and with all the vegetables. So his complexion started improving tremendously. He was sleeping better because of the magnesium. Green vegetables have a high amount of magnesium. So he started sleeping better, going to the toilet better. And on New Year's Eve, this guy became semi-vegan. So, and this is fascinating because he just started liking a lot of plants. He stopped eating salads, but now he eats a lot of vegetables like stir-fried sawi or bok choy or stuff like that. And he still eats his meats. But I said, so do you not have your instant noodles and everything? He says, not really, Coach. I said, why? He said, I don't like it. I said, what do you mean you don't like it? He said, taste buds have changed. And for example, eating a chocolate is extremely sweet for him now because he's gotten used to fruit sugars because he has so much fruit. So his tongue has adjusted to fruit sugars and not the kind of sugars that are in all these chocolates out there. So this is fascinating stuff. So that's what I'm saying, you know, when you do something like this, you change. Like if you were to do, say, even 1 or 3 kilometers a day, just walking or even jogging, in 90 days, you're not the same person anymore. There's an upward spiraling effect.
Yes.
You will automatically change not just your running, but even your diet because you're feeling better. You start eating better, you start doing better things, you start waking up. So you upward spiral success. And this is fascinating because, you know, people don't realize it's as simple as just 10 actions a day.
Yeah.
So that's where the accountability partner comes in. Had he not called me, he may have quit. So you set up your accountability partner and tell that person they have permission to yell at you, scream at you, and do whatever it is to make sure you don't quit. So that's the first step in preventing action failure. The second thing you can do is have 3 to 4 motivational authors on standby in books.
Mm.
You pick those authors that really zing you up. Like some people love Brian Tracy, some love Tony Robbins, but some hate Tony Robbins. So you pick those authors that really motivate you. Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Grant Cardone, that's one of my favorites. And you have their books on standby. Every time you want to quit an action, you pick up the book and you read 5 pages. That's it.
Right.
Just read 5 pages and you'll be so pumped up you won't do it. And third one is have a couple of YouTube videos on standby.
Right.
There's so many very motivating YouTube videos out there that can really, really get you excited and really get you pumped up. So have that on standby. You know, watch those YouTube videos and you get really excited. The fourth thing you could do is measure your progress.
Hmm.
You see, so like I told my client, I said, can you see your skin is very nice? He said, really? I didn't notice it. I said, well, ask your wife. So I said, can you know? So he didn't think of measuring that.
Hmm.
I said, measure your sleep. You're getting better sleep. Measure that. Hmm. Don't just measure your weight. Measure other things. Measure things that you never thought about measuring. And the last one is journaling. So you could get a special journal and journal your thoughts, your frustrations, your ideas, your strategies, your plans. So if it's on day 35 and you feel like quitting, turn the pages. Look at the other pages where you wrote. So every day on your journal, you open into 2 pages. On your left-hand side, you write down your 3 goals and you write down your 10 actions. And then you start ticking it as it happens. On the right-hand side, you write down your thoughts and feelings.
Right.
And your strategies. And you do this every day. You don't pre-write. You always write it on the day.
Hmm.
And you imagine now it's day 55. And you've got 55 pages of this information.
Hmm.
So that's where it's mind-blowing. So here's what we got. So 3 steps. Step one, get your 3 goals for the next 90 days. Step two, identify 10 actions that you'll do every single day for the 90 days. And step three, lock in these activities, these 5 activities that will prevent your actions from failing.
And this is regardless COVID or no COVID, huh?
COVID or no COVID is all irrelevant. So in fact, you won't even care. One of the challenges I see out there with entrepreneurs and business owners in during this COVID year is they're not working on their mindsets. Many people are doing what I call the 3 cancers of success. That is blame, excuses, and denial.
Mm.
So they're blaming things for their business being hit. They're blaming COVID, blaming government, blaming their mother-in-law, whoever they can blame. They're making excuses, all kinds of excuses, and they're going into denial mode. Whatever happens in the economy, you see, it doesn't even matter. So it's like what I tell people, you know, who cares what the market is doing in any economy? It's what your marketing is doing. That's more important.
Okay.
You see, so you'll be a very different kind of person because you realize control is in your hands.
Okay.
Businesses can do anything. Environments can do anything. But control is in your hands.
Right.
And you determine your direction.
Right.
And with this system, you are going to finish strong.
Okay, get ready to work, people. We're going to finish strong in 2020. Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab. He'll be back again the first Monday of next month for another gem. This is Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.